फिर से गुरु का रंग विनोद बिहारी जी और गिरिराज जी की कृपा से, धाम वृंदावन की कृपा से हम लोगों का की परिक्रमा हरी कथा स्थानों का दर्शन अच्छी तरह से हुआ। By the causeless mercy of Guru Gauranga Radha Vinod Bihari Ji Giriraj Govardhan, our parikrama, darshan of all the pastimes of Krishna, so much harikatha, everything was successful. Our parikrama today is finished, but Vigra Pratishtha tomorrow and day after tomorrow. In 1 month, how you felt? How our parikrama was done and what kind of hari katha was done? How successful? You should speak something. You should be ready. Diksha hui, jagah pavit mil gaya.
Haridwar diksha.
Aap kahan se aaye? Haridwar diksha dikhi mil gaya. Om Jnanam Jnanam Jnanam
Don't disturb. No.
First of all, I want to thank my Lord for the gift of the Lord's Guru Dev. This is the Lord of Vishnu. Ashtoka Sadashri Shiva. और भाई श्रद्धा भक्ति दास स्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद एंड सेकंडली आई वांट टू माय इक्वल डॉट ऑफ प्रणाम एंड श्रद्धा पुष्पांजलि टू द लॉर्ड हिंदू इज माय बिलोव सिक्स गुरु डे दिस इज लव टू विश ओम विष्णु पाद स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमान भक्ति वक्ष श्री हार गो स्वामी महाराज एंड ओम विष्णु अस्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमान Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. And to all of my Rupa Sukha Guru Bhagavata, and to all of the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So Shri Gurudev asked the question that I should answer. That is, how did I feel during this Kartik Parikrama, this month? And
what kind of harikatha?
Oh, what kind of harikatha did we hear? So first of all, I want to say that by the causeless mercy of Srila Gurudev,
मला दे दिलं आहे ब्रह्मचारीचे
मी ब्रह्मचारी मला गुरुदेव गाडला
Now don't disturb.
Then by the causeless mercy of Srila Gurudev, although I feel myself to be very unqualified to even be here in Braj Mandala, but somehow by his unlimited kindness and mercy, he has dragged not only person like myself, but hundreds and thousands of Vaishnavas from all over the world to this holy ground, year after year after year, to receive the unlimited mercy Sri Guraj Mandala, Sri Vrindavan, Sri Govardhan. And for this, there's no way that I can even begin to thank Sri Gurudev for his unlimited kindness in this regard. When I came on the first Braj Mandala Parikrama in 1994, and at that time there was only about maybe 25 or so Western devotees, and the balance of the devotees, maybe 200 or 300 Bengali and Indian devotees, and we went everywhere throughout Braj with Srila Gurudev. At that time he was in better health, and he came with us to most of the places.
In the buses
even, he was coming with us at first. And we were staying in Kaviyama and Nandagaon and so many ashrams which didn't have such amazing, beautiful facilities like this. And even there wasn't running water. Run-down schoolhouses. And at that time, we didn't have beans, headphones, so 90% of the time, we were sitting there frustrated because everybody was laughing or crying, and we didn't understand what was taking place. But still, because we were in Gurudev's beautiful effulgence in his presence, and he was giving, showering his kindness upon us, we had this faith that just by having his darshan, just by hearing his transcendental voice, and being within there, in those holy places, we were receiving such blessings. And indeed we felt this to be the case. And I've observed that through the years, as Srila Gurudev so mercifully has taken upon himself the order of our Srila Prabhupada to help his disciples and followers, there is no one on this earth planet who has helped Srila Prabhupada's followers more than Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami. There was testimony to that fact, but this is only a very small percentage of all the thousands of devotees throughout the world whom he has helped. He has literally revived from the dead the spiritual lives of hundreds and thousands of devotees. And for this, it is impossible to even express how to repay him for this. Every year, trying to accommodate Western devotees in such a way that regardless of their backgrounds, regardless of the kind of lifestyle that they're accustomed to, very many comforts in the West, but he has constantly arranged, even from the early days of our parikramas, whatever is possible to arrange for the devotees to come and to go to all of these holy places and take the dust. Because Srila Gurudev, he has this complete faith, just like the blessings of Srinagar that were given by the request of Narada Muni, that any one of them that could just come to Vrajamandala and touch this dust, oh, they will certainly get Krishna praying, Vraja praying. So now Srila Gurudev, he has erected so many holy places here in Vraj, so many temples and Nilastalis he has held, Andhirvam, Suryakund, and so many others. He has erected now here at the foot of Giriraj Govardhan, the most amazing, beautiful temple in all of Govardhan, this Giriraj Govardhan. He has manifested all the pastimes of Vraj, as we see here so beautifully depicted by his servants, especially Srimati Shantarangi, for her unceasing labor and work to make this project such a success. And so, we have come here, really, Gurudev has brought everyone here so that they can hear the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna with the Vrajavasis, to hear and to get the impressions within their heart of the teachings of our Guru, Rupa Nuga Guru Varga, and then to take these teachings with them back to their places of residence in all the five corners of the world, and to seriously adopt the process, the sadhana bhajan, which will be required to realize all of these impressions within the heart. So Gurudev is planting seeds, thousands of millions of seeds he's planting in the hearts of devotees. He's giving us these transcendental literatures coming out one after the other, like the flow of waves of nectar. And really, he is establishing this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the line of Rupa Goswami for all the future generations of Vaishnavas for hundreds of thousands of years to come. So, what can we say? We are so fortunate to be here in under the direct guidance of Srila Gurudev and to partake of this Karti Braj Mandala Parikrama under his guidance, to hear from him every evening. We're hearing all the pastime places of Braja. So I'm praying that somehow he may bless me and bless all of us, that we can come here year after year, or even if somehow we cannot physically come here, but every party we will observe this Braj Mandala Parikrama in our hearts and in our minds and in our prayers, and we will be at the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev and all of our Guru Varga. And finally, when we come to the final moments of our life, we will reap the fruits and the benefits of all of His blessings upon us. So I offer my millions of times at His lotus feet.
Here, prominent and senior disciple of Param Pujyapad, Om Vishnu Parsismad Bhakti, Pramod Puri Maharaj, and he is Bhagavat Maharaj here. Yesterday, perhaps he disappeared there was. I request him to glorify him and give Pushpanjali in his lotus feet.
Oh, again. There are Krishna Vedas which offer wisdom to the impart. And then the Siksha Gurus. Guru Maharaj appeared in present day Bangladesh. In the district is called Jashore. From this Jashore district, many great scholars, devotees of Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati came. One of them was the Lord Pranamudyabhad, Bhaktivinoda Tirtha Goswami Maharaj, and also many others. At a very young age, Guru Maharaj got Siksha from one particular of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. His name was Srila Bhakti Tirtha Thakur. He used to live in the same village. He was a good friend of Vaishnava Acharya. And he used to teach all the young boys on Jaiva Dharma and other books of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Our Guru Maharaj also learned from very young age. And on his inspiration, he came to see Srila Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj. The day just the day before Srila Babaji Maharaj disappeared. So somebody told him he came to see Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj, but he disappeared yesterday. Guru Maharaj came to our city. He disappeared on the time. So where is this disciple? He is living in another side of Ganges in Mayapur. Jumala Prasad Siddhant Saraswati. That time Srila Prabhupada was already sannyasi. Not yet sannyasi. He was called as Jumala Prasad Siddhant Saraswati. He was his disciple. So Guru Maharaj crossed the river Ganges and went to another side and take a mud and get darshan of Srila Prabhupada. And he returned back. He was together. And I came to see Srila Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj. When he joined, it was 1922. When it was Bhaktivinoda Ashram, the Gaudiya Math name was announced later. Number one Pundarini Junction wrote in Kolkata. Srila Prabhupada established Bhaktivinoda Ashram. Guru Maharaj came to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada at that time. He was being service and court as in Calcutta at the time, being for marriage. His father tried very hard to get him married, but he refused. And he came to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. In 1925, in the first governmental parikrama of Srila Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj resigned his service and completely joined the Gaudiya Math. The same thing is that Srila Prabhupada had many stalwart acharyas. But he was very particular about their service. Guru Maharaj used to say, Prabhupada never sent him to religion and there. No, Prabhupada gave him the duty to do publications, teaching to books. And whenever Prabhupada used to travel, or to any parikrama, like all India, all over India, all the different places where Prabhupada traveled with his devotees, Guru Maharaj used to go with him, and always used to take notes. Those notes, they will get the promise. And the week before he married. Srila Prabhupada started a spiritual daily newspaper called Nadia Pratas. And our Guru Maharaj, his name was Pranamananda Kamchari. He was the first editor in chief of the daily spiritual newspaper, Nadia Pratas. And 4 years, he was in the court. Srila Prabhupada used to speak to him, Guru Maharaj said,
Diksha.
Because Guru Maharaj always had to be near him to get all of those corrected. So Guru Maharaj was very particular about those corrections. When I came at first, Guru Maharaj said, now you have to do those corrections. I said, Guru Maharaj, I don't know how to correct you. You people just get afraid. Try. So I used to correct you, and I said, Guru Maharaj, and always Guru Maharaj will find 5 or 10 mistakes more, which are right in my hand. So I used to be more obstinate. Okay, next time, I will just go Guru Maharaj perfect too. Still Guru Maharaj will find out something. But he used to have a lot of addiction for us. And, how to say, you know, it's a matter of being. All those around him, used to be either from India, from Western countries, or from any part of the world. If you take affection, say love me, and very sweet, that was especially. And he told my Prabhupada, give me the pain. So when I didn't take this Shaila card anymore, I thought I should continue the service. As Srila Bhaktivedanta Mahārāja Goswami Mahārāja invited him to help in his congregations in Sri Chaitanya Bodhiyama. Since then, Guru Mahārāja was in Sri Chaitanya Bodhiyama for 35 years continuously. He did the service. It's a very rare example. Being a stalwart after the most qualified of Prabhupada's disciples, he still served in his godbrother's temple without thinking that it's another thing as well as serve them. And the Hindu leaders saw in him, of course many of you had the opportunity to see our Guru Maharaj. He used to say in his Vyas Puja at 1997, his Vyas Puja was held in Mahati, working at Kolumba. He told, I am a dog. Bhakti Nathabha taught me, be a dog. I am a dog of Srila Prabhupada. I am a dog of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I am a dog of the devotees of Mahaprabhu. And you people offer me flowers. I think it is that you are offering me Gurudev. And I am the dog sitting on his feet. Sitting on his feet, and some flowers are surrounding over me. In that way, I am accepting the offerings of flowers. Sometimes devotees misunderstand. Which are both the Santa Spani Maharaja wants. And Guru Maharaja was telling me in his Japanese lecture that we offer obeisances to all those who think they are my disciple. But I don't think so. So I beg for their mercy so that I can share my now. Srila Santa Goswami Maharaj thought it may create some confusion on the devotees.
They may think it's true.
So Santa Goswami Maharaj, Srila Santa Goswami Maharaj
immediately took the
matter. And Lord, we come to the thing that his glory is the that you are asking for it.
দেখা করতে
গেছে It's not that it's a big change, but we get it taller of him, more than it, more taller than it. There's so many problems in Confucius heart flow of Sishastra commiserated taller of him, Shai Shama. Prabhupada explained it to me. It was not taller of him, it's taller of him. So Srila Prabhupada wanted to manifest that particular aspect. So, Guru Maharaj, like many of the disciples, Pujiva Keshav Goswami Maharaj heard from Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj used to say, I was welcome to God for us, you were very Imagine this. And somebody can complain to Prabhupada, why are you doing like that? It's not a question of etiquette, but why are you doing like that? It's my complaint. So, Srila Prabhupada wanted to manage that Mahaprabhu came, he didn't give same direction to all other swamis. Everybody at their particular service gave him a Mahaprabhu. And they perfect it is, all the eternal associates of Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada appeared because Mahaprabhu sent him to this world with all his eternal associates. And he manifested different aspects of the spiritual through his different devotees. Our Guru Maharaj was the personification of humility.
Hare Krishna.
Sar Maharaj, his experiences about our whole parikrama. Drama play, players, they should be ready.
Today, and I try to find out what's in the record file.
was it in the offering of the obeisances and the justice of Dhamma? Was it touching the edge of the tree? Where was the jewel hidden? And I know that at the end of my parikrama, I didn't win. Because if I had won it, I'd have Bob now. Gurudev said, none of you have Bob. So I didn't get it. This parikrama. So I'm going to have to come back again next year, Gurudev, and do the parikrama again under your guidance. Because we want to get to this goal, like he's saying, to chant Shudanam. Shudanam is a goal. And to actually serve at Vaishnava, this is the goal. So I would like one day to win on my parikrama by gathering all these jewels that we're in the place for us in the dust of all these places. In that sense, too, we're so fortunate because, you know, I've heard from scripture, and I try to see, I know when some disciples of Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati were walking with him in Maya Forest, and they smell some bad smell from the ditch, and they held their noses, and Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Thakura chastised them. You're not in the body. This is not part of the body. I think that smell is part of the body. And I know I'm on that level all the time, seeing the smelling and all the external features of the dog. And, you know, I've heard that all these trees are Chintami trees, and each one can fulfill all our desires. And, you know, even when I've gone and prayed to them, I don't immediately see or feel that they're giving me that. But whenever I am with Gurudev, he's so merciful because he always gives me what I need. He doesn't always give me what I want, but he gives me what I need all the time. And as foolish as I am, I know we all feel the same way. In the material world, there's a saying that, you know, you learn more by your failures than you learn by your successes. So I also feel that when you're really merciful and, you know, when he praises me, then I don't get so much from him except the big swelled up head. But when he chastises me, then I have to think very deeply. Am I really serious about Krishna consciousness? Am I doing bhajan? Am I really here to hear Śrīla Gurudev and get his mercy? So I pray for his merciful chastisement for myself and all those Gurudev, that we will take this parikrama more and more seriously all the time. Because if we can take this mood that he tried to inject into us, and when we go all around the world, we can also become his extension to bring this mood of Raj to the dried up conditioned souls of this world. They are so bereft of the nectar of Krishna consciousness, and this is really the crying need of the world today. So I'm also personally, I'm very, very grateful to Śrīla Gurudev. You know, I was reading through R. Śrīla Prabhupāda's letters, and in 1968, very early on in the movement, he was speaking so many high things. When he first came to New York, he was studying his early New York classes, and as Bhagavatam pointed out, he was talking about Radha Dasya and so many things. And in 1968, he wrote a letter, and he said, I think that in a couple of years from now, when my first students have attained to Bob, then they can initiate and I will write books. That was 1968. And in 1976, he said, all the sannyasis are falling down. We should at least try to do Varnashram Dharma. So he saw what is our adhikar for our Krishna consciousness. So Gurudev is coming, he's kind of tricked all of us. And he even admitted it in the first Nanavik Parikrama I went to. At the end of it, he said, please, I know that I promised you that you would get pregnant at the end of this Parikrama. And so we all came and you're all breathing her, but it will take a little more time. So please forgive me. So, in the same way, he went back to basics. So what I really got from this Parikrama Śrīla Gurudev were your classes. every evening and morning. Thank you very much for Upadeshamrita, Manasiksha, and Vajramadasha. And you started out Vajrapegam, but now you've taken us up to Vav. So thank you very much for today. For showing us where we're at, but also giving us some goal where we should want to be. Hare Krishna.
Ram Gandhi, no, nothing. Because you are always engaged.
So we didn't get to hear her, and now we should hear her.
Yeah,
हमारी परिक्रमा समाप्त हुई, किंतु अपनी अपनी झोली में उपदेशों को ले जाइए। विशेष करके हमने चैतन्य महाप्रभु की वाणी और रूप गोस्वामी की कथा और भक्ति रसामी सिंधु उज्ज्वलिन मणि आदि से जयदेव गोस्वामी के गीत गोविंद से प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती के इसमें से भजन रहस्य से हमने आपको बहुत कुछ दिया है। घर में जाकर कृष्ण नाम करेंगे, शुद्ध नाम, वैष्णव सेवा कृष्ण सेवा करेंगे। जैसे चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी ने कुलिया ग्राम के भक्तों को बतलाया था, ठीक वही उपदेश धारण करेंगे। जहां तक हो सके सांसारिक कामना वासना से दूर रहने की चेष्टा करें। जीवन दो दिन का है, कब समाप्त हो जाएगा कोई भी ठीक नहीं। परीक्षित महाराज जी को गारंटी के साथ में 7 दिन का समय था, हम लोगों को समय नहीं है। इसलिए सबको छोड़ करके संसारी कामना वासना सब भगवान का शुद्ध रूप में भजन करो। रूप गोस्वामी की शिक्षा के अनुसार में, रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी की शिक्षा के अनुसार यदि ऐसा कर सकोगे तो तुम लोगों का जीवन धन्य होगा। हम गिरिराज गोवर्धन से, गुरु गौरांग से प्रार्थना करते हैं कि आप सभी लोग अपने अपने घरों में लौटकर रूप सनातन इत्यादि के ग्रंथ, चैतन्य चरितामृत इत्यादि ग्रंथ, श्रीमद्भागवत ग्रंथ, गोस्वामी के ग्रंथ देखेंगे, नियमित रूप में हरिनाम करेंगे, गुरु जी का दिया हुआ मंत्र ठीक से त्रिसंध्या उसको मेडिटेट करेंगे। गुरु निष्ठा होनी चाहिए, गुरु निष्ठा इज द बैकबोन ऑफ भक्ति। समझना चाहिए गुरु जी की क्या इच्छा है। जो गुरु सेवक गुरु की इच्छा जानकर को उनकी अभिलाषा के अनुसार में वैसा काम करता है, भक्ति राज्य में प्रवेश कर सकता है। बहुत बड़े विद्वान लोग भी सब कुछ भागवत रामायण पुराण शास्त्र जानने पर भी गुरु की मनोभिलाषा जान करके वैसा नहीं पालन करते हुए भक्ति राज्य में प्रवेश नहीं कर सकते। इसलिए गुरु की मनोभीष्ट जानकर, जैसे श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितम जैन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यम तदा किसान। रूप गोस्वामी ने अपने गुरु की इच्छा से, रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी महाप्रभु की, स्वरूप दामोदर की, अंत में रूप सनातन की इच्छा समझ करके वैसा। तो आप लोगों का जीवन भजन के अतिरिक्त और किसी चीज में ना जाए।
जीवन निर्वाह के लिए जैसे भी आपका हो पूर्व जन्म कर्म के अनुसार में अच्छा बुरा भोग करते हुए भगवान का सभी लोग भजन करें, यही हमारा अंतिम उपदेश है। अभी यह होगा, अभिनय होगा और इसके बाद में कल मंदिर प्रतिष्ठा होगी और अब एक दिन पहले का जो कार्य है मूर्ति विग्रह प्रतिष्ठा का वो सब होगा और परसों से विग्रह प्रतिष्ठा है। आ सकते हैं, देखेंगे समय। तो आप लोग
as to the Guru Goswami Pada.
played the role of ideal disciple because he established within this world the innermost heart's desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the disciples, they should try to serve their Gurudev in this way also. So we will have to maintain our life somehow or other, but the main thing is we should try to do bhajan. So Srila Gurudev said, this is his final instruction.
One thing more. Don't criticize anyone. Bad or good. Always keep in mind. Don't try to correct others. Try to correct yourself. Otherwise, all bad qualities will come in you. So don't think about others, think about yours. And if anything good in any devotee, you can take it. But don't criticize. Now,
manifested by the desire of Srila Gurudev. We know that Srila Prabhupada, he often referred to windows into the spiritual world, and our Srila Gurudev, he has manifested the windows in Braj, the windows which depicts his inner moods. And these have been manifested by Gurudev's innermost desires, and they've been made available. They are in real painting. There is a limited edition of these beautiful paintings available to the devotees. And we cannot thank enough our Srimati Shamalani Didi and her team for assisting Srila Gurudev with this extraordinary ceremony. They are available on our table, and the proceeds, they will go to watch the art department. You can take them home or for your temple.
Yes. Two sizes,
yeah. So I would like to mention in brief how Srila Gurudev requested Shamarani Didi to speak something, and she has been speaking from beginning of our parikram. Whenever Gurudev said, I want that you finish all these beautiful paintings very soon, within a couple of days, then Shamarani Didi and her group, she has been working with about 20 devotees for the last, I think, 6 weeks or 7 weeks. 4 weeks, but before parikram also you were here. Altogether about 6 weeks they've been working on the paintings in the entrance and on the backside of Thakurji. These have been manifested by Srila Gurudev himself. Under his guidance they have made these beautiful presentations, diorama, we may say they are, and how they have perfected them. Gurudev often said from the beginning of parikram, I want them to be finished very soon. He said, only a few more days. Do we have your permission not to go on parikram? Do we have your permission? And Purandara Prabhu would say, I want all the scaffolding down by the 8th of November when we come here. And Shamarani insisted, please make any miracle happen so that we can finish it very quickly. So even during the parikram, she was working with her group of devotees, Vasanti Didi, Anita, and so many, Bakula Didi, Manja Didi, they all have Lalita, Raga, Laza, so many were helping, Gaurakani, Vasudev. So we cannot thank them enough for assisting Srila Gurudev in manifesting this most glorious place of worship and an opportunity for all the devotees to come and enter real Bhajan. Hare Krishna. Once another thing which Shamrani Didi is responsible for, also manifested by Gurudev's desire, is the Harikatha. Srila Gurudev's classes, they come out in time, on time, almost punctually on the day that things are happening, even after the disappearance of our beloved Srila Bhaktivinoda Vaman Maharaj. The day after that happened, at once there was a beautiful lecture. All this has been arranged by Shamrani Didi and her team, sent out over the whole world to always keep the devotees informed. And I know that this is like a lifeline for so many devotees to receive Gurudev's transcribed lectures by email. For those of you who do not have access to this, please give your email address to Shamrani Didi or to her assistant, Vasanti Didi is here. You can stand up so everybody knows who she is. And you can also be part of this Nectarian lifeline. Now today, the bodies who received initiation, we will now request you to stand up and Sri Gurudev will announce your new spiritual name. Receiving Diksha from New Delhi, Gulkandi. Name is
Gopali Devi. Gopali Devi.
Receiving Harinam from Gurla, Rajasthan, Lohadi Devi.
Lilavati.
Lilavati Devi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam from Kilarani village in Rajasthan, Sri Ram.
Sri Ram Das.
Sri Ram Das Prabhu ki.
Receiving Diksha, Dev Prasad Das from Govardhan.
Dev Prasad.
Dev Prasad ki jai.
Lila Birla
and Lila Das.
Lila Das Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Diksha Vedvati Devi.
Vedavati.
Vedvati Devi. Vedvati Devi ki jai.
Receiving Harina Shakti Saga, son of Radha Vinodini.
Shyamananda.
Shyamananda Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Harinam Diksha from Govardhan, Prem Das Baba.
Prem Das Prabhu.
Prem Das Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Diksha from Berlin, Sashi Mukhi.
Sashi Mukhi Devi ki jai. Quickly, quickly.
Receiving Harina and Diksha from Venezuela originally, named Ramya
Dasi. Ramya.
Ramya Dasi. Rama Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Diksha from Mathura, Sivananda Sharma.
Sivananda Dasi.
Shivananda Das Prabhu ki.
Shilo?
Kya naam? Shivananda. Very good.
Receiving Harinam. Ramesh. Ramesh.
Ramesh. And any other one? Maharaj from where?
You received Diksha?
Yeah. It is written here. Maharaj from Mathura or?
I don't know.
No address. No address.
Jhansi.
Jhansi.
Yes.
But it is crossed.
Ramesh from Jhansi. Receiving Harinam today. Receiving Diksha.
Ramesh Das Prabhu ki jai.
Sampad receiving Diksha today. Lady.
Shyamala Dasi.
Shyamala Dasi.
Receiving Diksha. Mahesh.
Mahesh
Prabhu ki
Maheshwar.